At the Board of Supervisors meeting yesterday, the board agreed to move ahead with a new government agency. It's designed to fuel construction of new homes in places where some public officials think they are most needed. On the lifeline with us is Supervisor David Rabbit. Good morning, David.
Hi, Pat.
Nice to have you with us this morning. My first reaction when I heard about this story was, oh my God, another governmental agency. You know,
that was probably mine too.
Yeah, this notion, and it's the city working together with the county. I'm sure you can explain it much more than I can.
Yeah, it's a renewable enterprise district, and what it really wants to do is kind of form forces to really, quite frankly, use the fires as an impetus to change the way that we've been doing things and to streamline processes. I think that's great, and Assemblymember Wood has a legislation pending that would allow some of that streamlining to take place with the CEQA processing, making some projects exempt if they have meet certain criteria. And that would, believe me, that would save a big chunk of time and money and would really move things forward. I do think that, you know, we live in a slow to no growth community, and we have to make sure that we're not talking out of both sides of our mouths. We need to make sure that we're doing everything possible within the mechanisms we have today to provide that housing within those areas that we want it. And I think we could do more there. I think we can streamline things on our own processes. I think we can lower costs on our own side. And I think we can really have the political will to move forward with those developments that we want.
What's the advantage of having a separate agency in charge of this?
It's less of a separate agency. It's more of an agency that can provide tools to developers to move forward and be successful.
It's cutting the red tape, a continuation of that?
Well, that's what we want to avoid. And that's what was part of my, a little bit of my cynicism or skepticism yesterday was not to go down that path. I, as an architect and as a family in construction, I realize, you know, for the most part, private developers don't want government interference. They don't want government money either because it comes with too many entanglements and it just doesn't make sense. But there are certain things that I know would be helpful. One of them is streamlining CEQA processes. One of them is just streamlining the process in general and having some surety so that when you're making the investment in a piece of property that you think is going to have, say, make it up, 100 units, that you don't end up with 40 or 50, but you end up something very close to that. So almost like a development agreement that some communities use to really give that surety to the builders so that they know that they make the investment in your community, they're going to come out with a project that actually pencils out, not one that's kind of limping along.
And there are specific areas that that this agency would focus on, if I understand this correctly, and, of course, downtown Santa Rosa and places near where public transit exists.
It's really capitalizing, again, on the smart rail line, which is what the vision was all along. You know, even down here in Petaluma, we have one site, hopefully soon to have another site on the east side. With another smart station that we could have some more higher density development, higher in relative, to our county here. Certainly Santa Rosa in trying to spur downtown development, which I think we all know will be better for the downtown itself and provide more vitality. And then even up by the airport, that's another area that was specifically mentioned in this legislation as a specific plan area that goes through that environmental review. But once you go through that, you don't have to go through another layer.
So it's a numbers game when it comes to this, isn't it? Why the focus is on Santa Rosa and those kinds of areas as opposed to the county at large?
Yeah, you know, this type of housing really should be city. We want city-centered growth. High-density housing should be close to transit, make it convenient for everyone, should be close to all the stores and everything else that people want to go to. It shouldn't be out in the unincorporated area. There are opportunities in the unincorporated area, I think, in smaller scale, perhaps.
But not
the river,
that kind of
the
springs,
housing. Yeah. But not that kind of housing. And that's why it's limited to those areas that make the most sense, that are on the corridor, that are convenient to amenities and close to transit. So I think, I applaud looking outside the box and trying to really patch together what are those things that we need to make that site more desirable to be developed, to get the housing that we need going forward. And that's really what the RED is all about. It isn't really a bureaucracy. It's really just about having a list of tools that are available for people to come in and use and hopefully be successful, and hopefully we can get that housing online much earlier.
You sound like a pretty good salesman, David, for a project that you're not quite sure about.
Well, there are pieces of it that I think will work really well. I think that if we don't look at what we're doing right now and why it doesn't work in the existing system, it won't be as successful as it could. And, you know, I think that looking for more dollars necessarily is not going to solve the problem when the problem is the one side charging more and taking too long and then hitting the units down. So I think it's a fine balance. It's really about, if you talk to those people that are out in the field trying to make it happen, you'll really discover what the obstacles are. And those are the things that we should go after first.
And the County Board of Supervisors doesn't have much to do today and tomorrow, just come up with a new budget for the new fiscal year. Good luck with that. And we will be talking about that tomorrow morning. And also, before you go, Supervisor Rabbit, congratulations to you. Since last Tuesday, a week ago, Tuesday's election, another 4 years for you as supervisor. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm really humbled and honored to be able to serve for another 4 years. And we live in a great place. We're just kind of keep trying to make it that much better.
Amen to that. Thank you for being here, Supervisor Rabbit. That is
Thanks,
David
Pat.
Rabbit.